Well, let's talk about the practice director opportunity. This is succession planning, correct?
Correct. I have a practice manager that's here right now. She's been here longer than me. She actually interviewed me when I was in school, and she's happy for her. She's at the point where she's getting ready to retire, and we want to involve her, and I want to start looking early, you know, and enough time for me to have leeway to, or runway to get somebody in here and keep things running smoothly. So.
And with that transition, the pass down.
It's more of transition. We're going to, help have her take over, have the candidate take over, you know, her duties, but also kind of redefine and reorganize our administrative structure too. It's a perfect opportunity for that. So
Matt, talk to me about the opportunity. Let's start with the fundamentals.
So it's a pretty wide range. I'm sure as anybody who's been in the industry knows, it's several different tiers that we're looking for as far as financial portion of the practice that we'll be having either daily or weekly KPI reports, and then the running in a month and of year numbers, so that portion of things, employee management and employee training, hiring, getting, you know, keeping this culture going would be kind of a second tier, and then client care and client service, you know, not necessarily doing that directly, but making sure that we're providing that premium level of service and the staff knows how to do that and what's expected. So that's a really high level overview, but those three tiers are kind of the way I envision that.
So. And kind of a typical day?
Typical day would be I'd probably starting off with some of the financials, but I like having my managers, whether it's team leaders, the practice director, section leaders on the floor periodically, not necessarily all the time, but you need to know what's going on in the trenches to be able to manage that effectively. So, but the financial will be part of the day. Hopefully, again, realizing what's going on, getting training set up, just making sure handling any issues with clients. I have my own inventory manager to handle that, but obviously the practice director worked closely with him too. So a lot of moving parts.
So I'm hearing some business operations, maybe some financial planning analysis, FP&A, kind of overseeing the daily operations.
Marketing would be another.
Marketing.
Yep.
Okay, so those are all day-to-day. How about, let's expand on that, Matt. What are your strategic plans for Seven Hills, and how will this new practice director be part of those initiatives?
Strategically, yeah. Like you just mentioned, there's the day-to-day, but I also want to look at what are we doing in the next year? Where do we want to be in 5 years? Which obviously are way different sets of goals, but I really need them to be part of that, not only from here we are financially this year, I want to see this next year, but more so where are we going as a practice in our philosophy and our operation. For instance, like right now, I've said earlier about trying to stay the top of our game and ahead of the standard of care. So right now we have enough space to do this. We're looking at putting in a CT here so that we can, you know, again, start to provide that portion of care and standard. I can look at what unit we want, how that's going to work. But as far as the logistics of getting it in here, setting up the space, who's going to do what,
we're talking organizational transformation. Mm-hmm. We're talking new services, project managing the capital equipment acquisition and deployment. Correct.
Correct.
How about business ops ownership? We talked a little bit. We hit a little bit on financial strategy, like FP&A. But what about other things like banking, payroll systems?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's going to be a big part of it too. We have a lot of those things automated, but just because it's automated, we still need to keep an eye on it. But that's one of the main portions of that position as well. Like you mentioned, payroll, keeping payroll in check, physically doing the payroll, you know, making sure bills are getting paid and setting up those checks and balances. And I still am involved in the the monthly KPIs and going over the P&Ls and all that, but that should be something that they're comfortable with as well.
So Matt, we talked about business operations. Let's pivot over to people operations. What would this person expect in this role?
That's also going to be a big part of their position as far as HR, payroll. Well, we already went over HR. So learning or setting up training programs and training systems, knowing how to do that efficiently, but also implementing those efficiently, making sure they're getting done, employee reviews, and like we said earlier, being present in the treatment area to make sure things are really going the way we want them to.
So Matt, let's hit on the ideal candidate profile. What are you looking for in this person? Experience, personality, et cetera?
So experience in this area of business for sure, or in something similar, but managing people, being comfortable doing that, having the skill set to do that in an effective way would be huge. Business knowledge, obviously we talked earlier, I need somebody who's very familiar with not only those reports, but how to affect those numbers. I mean, I can have the accountant actually give me the numbers, but having somebody that can help interpret those and affect change, that's going to be big too. And then somebody who enjoys doing those things, has done them before, and is going to look forward to doing that.
I'm hearing a lot of reference to change agent.
Yeah. and not that what's going on now is bad, but a lot of times when you have a manager that's been here for this long, when they decide to retire, it can almost feel like an emergency or like a tragedy. Oh, what are we going to do now? And I'm looking at this as like a big opportunity. I want to have somebody come in and just plug them into what's going on. I value their opinion, and it's a great opportunity to make relevant change. And how can we be better? So that's what I'm thinking.
Also, your practice is 40 people roughly. So I'm imagining you're going to want someone with experience in a practice with at least 30?
Correct. Yeah. A larger staff. That's, as I'm sure as anybody who's been in that position knows, managing 5 to 10 people is way different than, 30 to 40, with then the added caveat of we're 24/7. So I have staff members that hardly ever, if ever, see each other, but their work affects each other.
Right.
So that adds a level of complexity there that might not be something that a lot of people have experienced before. It doesn't mean that they can't do it. It's just not something I want them aware of.
What I'm hearing is this role and opportunity is not for someone looking for the status quo.
No. Nope. That's not what I'm looking for either. So, and like I said, not that our status quo is bad. We do a good job, but it's an opportunity to reframe it and look at it differently. And what can we do better? And that's also part of that forward planning. Okay. Because what works now may not work 5 years from now. For example, how is AI going to change all of this? Right. So I need somebody who's going to take into account other factors outside of just this business. What can we expect? How can we position ourselves to take advantage of things that are going to change that we have no say over? So,
and for the record, this is not AI generated.
Not yet anyway. So
what are your thoughts on the CVPM certification?
I think it's a very good certification. It's a great way to have that base knowledge, but it's not a deal breaker for me if somebody doesn't have that. Every experience is different. There's some, I'm sure, managers that are not certified that are phenomenal. And like I said, not a deal breaker for me, but I'm also in a position where if somebody isn't certified and they're looking to do that, I'm more than willing to consider putting them through that course. Well, it's not a course, but that certification process. So, like I said, with the docs, I try to encourage those areas of special interest. Same with the rest of my staff too. If they're really gung ho about that and they can demonstrate what they think that will bring in addition to what they already know, then absolutely, let's get it done.
So Matt, correct me if I'm wrong, and I want to make sure I'm summarizing this correctly. The big takeaway for someone considering this opportunity is ownership of the role, responsibilities, and the mandate. Professional growth opportunity is taking an org to the next natural level through transformation, correct?
Correct. And that's, again, like we were talking earlier, we need somebody who's efficient and familiar with those responsibilities. But I think if we have that candidate that not only enjoys it, but thrives in that type of situation where some people would get more stressed out or collapse under that, I want somebody who's, that's where they excel. You know, they enjoy that multifaceted position like that, because it's a unique thing in veterinary medicine. Again, being privately held and 24/7 general practice and a specialty component, that's asking a lot.
Well, fair enough. I think for me, the big headline takeaway is this role is for someone who likes to create the fence line, not operate within one. It's also a great opportunity to be a big part of an organizational transformation within both business and people operations that's ultimately going to improve animal patient care, correct?
Correct. That's exactly what we're trying to do.
That's going to be an amazing legacy for this person.
Yeah, we hope so. It's been great so far. It's been good to all of us here. And just looking for that person to come in and keep running with it, you know, and have fun. So.
All right. Well, for folks who may be interested, what's the best way to get in touch with you, Matt?
Best way would be probably my email, which is Dr. DeMay, so DrDeMey, and it's at the number 7 hillsvet.com.
And it's also going to be on the page that this
Correct.
Audiogram is yeah. going to be embedded in.
Yep, it'll be there.
It'll also be on the position description that's on the webpage on your website, where this audio link is embedded at.
Correct.
Great. Thanks, Matt.
All right. Thank you.